Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 John chapter 4, verses 8b through 21. The Reverend Hans Feeney is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 John chapter 4. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent us his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected in us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. One of the most beautiful things about the Christian faith is how it brings about this perfect union of the most gloriously important things that have ever happened in the history and of the universe, and the most seemingly mundane of all things. The end of the Christian faith is the perfect union of the monumental and the minuscule, which is something we see in our reading from 1 John this morning. So first we go to the cross, to the most important event that has ever taken place, the crucifixion of God's own Son. This moment is the center of all human history, the rising and falling of every man who has ever lived, this glorious moment when heaven and earth are brought perfectly together through Jacob's ladder, as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come down to earth, that man might ascend to God as he offers up the sacrifice that destroys our sins and gives us the right to belong to God forever. And right before that most monumental of moments where he bows his head and gives up his spirit and wins our salvation, our Lord cries out, "It is finished," in Greek, tetelestai. But then John gives us another Greek word from the same family that brings us a deeper understanding of the cross here in our reading from his first epistle. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. That word perfected in Greek is teteleomene. And of course, we shouldn't get the wrong idea from translating that word as perfected. John is, of course, not asserting that there was something wrong with God's love before, that it was somehow imperfect or somehow impure or weak. Rather, John is speaking about the end of God's love, the goal, the very purpose of God's love. The cross, the most important event that has ever happened, was not an end to itself. It was the means through which God joined himself to us and joined us to each other. And so, when we as Christians love each other, we're not just doing good works. We are taking part in the very fulfillment of God's love. We are seeing the very face of God in our opportunities to love one another. We are carrying out the very purpose for which the universe itself was created, That purpose being the perfect union of God with man, and through that union, the perfect union of man with his brother. When a mother changes her daughter's diaper, when a father teaches his son to tie his shoes, when a woman feeds her hungry neighbor, when a man defends a bullied child, these acts of love that no one will notice or remember in a week, these insignificant acts are also the most important things that have ever happened, because in them you will find the very purpose of God's love fulfilled among us. And that brings us to the installation of Nicole Chapel. Those of us who know and love Nicole are, of course, very happy for her today, just as we are very happy for our church body, knowing how richly the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will be blessed with Nicole's intelligence, her hard work, and above all, her Christian compassion. So we're rejoicing that today she's being installed into this position. But of course, this isn't a newsworthy event in the eyes of the world. If it were, there would be cameras outside of these windows right now, despite the weather. And truth be told, a deaconess being installed at the International Center is not really something our own church body treats as of earth-shattering importance. If it were, YouTube would have recommended 7 podcasts to me on this topic in the last week. And if it were, I probably would not be the one preaching here today. But this is the great beauty of our Lord's love, the same love that is completed and perfected in our love of each other. Despite Nicole taking on a position that will probably have a lot of meetings that could have been emails, and emails that probably didn't need to be anything, despite the seeming mundanity that will often swirl around her work here, Nicole is ultimately taking up the task of aiding our fellowship of believers in carrying out acts of mercy that our Lord has prepared for us to do. She will be using her gifts to help all of us help those in need, to help us give a cold cup of water to God's little ones, to help us bring compassion and comfort to our brothers and sisters who are struggling. Quite simply, Nicole is going to help all of us love each other as Christ first loved us. And so let us rejoice in the glorious importance of this seemingly not profoundly important day. Because when we see Nicole help us share that love, God will bless us to see the perfect union of the monumental and the seemingly mundane. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.